It's Friday, August 2024, and we are going to expose the control grid and give humanity the choice to fight back and be free or lay down and die as slaves. The grid. A digital frontier. I tried to picture clusters of information as they move through the computer. What do they look like? Ships, motorcycles, with the circuits like freeways. I kept dreaming of the world I thought I'd never see. And then, one day, I got in. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. I am your host, Alex Jones. 20 days ago, in Butler, Pennsylvania, the deep state tried to kill President Trump. And I told you that day it was a clear stand down. I have followed and studied how the Secret Service operates, going back to the days of Abraham Lincoln. And at key points in history, they stand down so that presidents can be killed. They stood down with Lincoln. They stood down, of course, with JFK. They stood down with Ronald Reagan. They stood down with President Trump. And we now have multiple high-level whistleblowers from the Secret Service and local police all telling the same story. No threat assessment team that makes the calls into the snipers and gives the orders on who to kill was there. And the now acting director, who was the deputy director at the time, Ronald Rowe, who testified this week that he didn't know who cut down the staff. He lied directly, even worse than Fauci lied, totally cut and dry, to the Senate, serious felony crimes, and said repeatedly, we aired the clips here, you saw them, it was all over the news, that he didn't know and that standards procedure was being followed. All of that is a lie. He gave the direct orders for what we saw, and that's how we now know. 90 minutes, he was the patsy shooter was running around with range finders and carrying bags around. And then he was on top of the roof for 26 minutes, and we have the video, we'll roll, of while Trump speaking, there he is, crawling along the top of the roof as people begin to point and yell, there's a man with a gun, and crowds and police ran away for minutes. And no one got Trump off the stage. I haven't just read books about the Secret Service, read Secret Service guests on like Dan Bongino. I haven't just watched movies that are based on how they actually operate. I have been many times to events when presidents were speaking or Trump was speaking or I was going to meet with Trump or the RNC. And even if the Secret Service knows you and has already checked you, they are watching you. And one time I had a 35 millimeter camera around my neck and I'd already been led into the secure area, the most secure area. And I was sitting there taking pictures, and the Secret Service came up and said, Alex, we're going to go ahead and check that camera. We just have to check everybody's. And they literally took the lens off and looked at the camera to make sure it wasn't one of those fake cameras, a gun. So the Secret Service doesn't trust me around Trump because they're not supposed to trust anybody. Oh, but a guy running around on a roof with a gun, everything's fine. I mean, come on, people. We've caught them red-handed. This is huge. All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alex Jones. Follow me on X at Real Alex Jones. Gigantic broadcast today. Tommy Robinson's coming up. Other huge guests. Stay with us. There are a lot of amazing green drinks out there. And The amount of evidence is just massive of how good they are for our whole bodies, but especially our guts. Our immune systems, our vitality, it's so important. But not all of them are made equal. I couldn't operate in the last 10 years without my morning green drink. And I'm telling you, folks, when I started trying this product just about 6 months ago, it was game-changing. It was so much more powerful than any of the products I'd used before. Optimal Human is hands down the best concentrated green drink out there on the market. And we're so excited to be partnering with them to bring it to you discounted with 25% off when you follow this particular link. And it's so simple. You go to optimalhuman.com/Alex. For yourself and your family, I hope you try Optimal Human now by going to optimalhuman.com/Alex and supporting the InfoWar. It's time to break the globalist trance. It's time to break your conditioning. It's Friday, August 2nd, 2024, and we've caught them red-handed in an inside job stand-down directed by the Obama administration through O'Biden, trying to kill Trump 20 days ago. The whole House of Cards has officially come down as more whistleblowers at the highest levels go public. The deep state is in deep you-know-what. On this live Friday, August 2nd, 2024 transmission, the globalists are in deep trouble. For 20 days since they tried to kill Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania, I have hammered that if we don't get out in front of this and call it for what it is and say you tried to kill Trump and you're going to try again and just politically annihilate the Justice Department and the Secret Service and call for their political heads on silver platters, these arrogant criminals will try it again. We've got to get them off balance. We've got to get on their ass like we're a bunch of hunting dogs. And that's happened. And there's a lot of members of Congress and senators and governors and people coming out saying, you tried to kill him. It was a stand down. There's all these senior Secret Service agents and others going public, not just all the former top snipers, people I've had on in the last 20 days talking about it, obviously being a stand-down inside job. Now you have senior law enforcement on the ground saying there was a stand-down and that they were trying to get the Secret Service to help them and talk to them and that they were told they couldn't. Now we have multiple whistleblowers that have already directly reached out to Congress with the documents, and I am told now hundreds of other whistleblowers that Senator Josh Hawley and Senator Cruz and others are processing through right now. But the acting Secret Service Director, Ronald Rowe, 100% committed perjury during his testimony this week when he said basically that standard procedure was followed and that nothing was cut, basically, and that if anything was cut, he didn't know who did it. There were major protests inside the Trump operation in the last few years over this, including that week, right before what happened in Butler. There was major protesting within the Secret Service ranks themselves They also then gave Trump a tiny detail and gave him the dregs. And no communication system of the threat assessment team, not just the advanced team, but the assessment team that is on the ground integrating communications and deciding what is a threat and what isn't. And of course, the main place they would be on the closest roof to the president, which is where the shooter was. Their situation room was in the building 50 feet behind it. It was only 10 feet in the alley, but the window was about 50 feet from where the shooter was. That was full of Secret Service agents. Now, 90 minutes, the decoy patsy shooter, Crooks, and I believe he did fire shots, but he was not the only one, that's obvious. All my expert contacts have concurred. You've heard some of them on the show. One of them, the top sniper, longest shot, 2.2 miles, saying 100% instantly saw it, total stand down, the minute he saw it. And that's what all my other sources have said, including people that are on the FBI hostage rescue team, which is some of the best shooters in the world, former military. So this is the default stand down. This is the equivalent of you have a newborn baby, and you walk over to your pool and you throw it in the water and you go inside and watch a football game. The baby's dead. Baby's going to die. It is not negligence. It is deliberate negligence, bare minimum criminal negligence. Criminal negligence. It'd be like giving a bunch of four-year-olds playing in your backyard a box of hand grenades and opening the box for them and handing them hand grenades and showing them how to pull the pins out, and then going inside. Now, that's the bare minimum. They thought Trump would be dead. They would have obviously staged some false flags and blamed Trump supporters, probably even gotten Biden. We'd be under martial law right now. They had their internet kill switch in place. But by the grace of God, they didn't kill him. And so now they have got big problems. And Biden can barely talk. Kamala can barely talk. Since they inserted her as the leader, selected her a week and a half ago. She's not talked to the press. She talked to the press last night, and it was complete gibberish, as usual, repeating words over and over again. The woman is completely insane and reportedly behind the scenes completely vicious, of course. So that's where we are, and we're going to go walking through all of this today, and there's so much other insane news. We got some big guests coming on, Tommy Robinson, who just got arrested for leading tens of thousands of peaceful protests in England, arrested for terrorism. Police said protesting open borders is terror. The prime minister's come out and defended the young black illegal alien that stabbed and killed three young children and said that basically they're the bad people. It's just completely over the top. Major investigation started in Congress with the latest Google election meddling. Massive news on the border, huge news on the economy, obviously, with the stock market and these job numbers that are so bad coming out. Thanks to Gavin Newsom, the biggest business booster for Texas, our great state's ever seen, Chevron, that's Standard Oil, folks, that's the Rockefellers, is coming to Tejas that will bring hundreds of billions of dollars in the next few years to the state. So that exodus continues. Biden regime officially recognizes Gonzalez as the victor of the legitimate winner of the recently concluded Venezuelan election due to election fraud. They've gone and done massive independent exit polls. Between 63 and 65% of the country that voted for Gonzalez and not for the current dictator. So we have all of that news on Maduro, who's holed up in his building is his palace with the anti-terrorism police as the rest of the country is taken away from him. I think he's gone within a month, maybe sooner. We have so much more, obviously, to be going over Kamala Harris's record and more, but it's very important for me to do this. It's very important for you to do this, in my opinion, my humble opinion. I think you're going to agree with me. And when I say this, this is not me lecturing you. I want listeners to understand so much of the broadcast is my own internal dialogue of what I'm thinking about and what my guests are thinking about, what callers are thinking about, and we're trying to suss this out. But personally, I've talked about how urgent a situation we're in to realize the edge of this economic, cultural, military cliff we're on. And what the different scenarios are if they kill Trump, and the different false flags they're planning, and what we're facing, and just how nail-biting and suspense-filled this time we're in. Because we have a normalcy bias. I have one as well. I've been on the air for 30 years, and I've seen a lot. And it's important to just pull back and very coldly look at the situation. And on a scale of 1 to 10, previous crises that this country's been in the last 100 years approached a 5 or a 6. We're at about a 7 or 8 right now, and the potential is to go to 10. So, and it's not just me. It's all the mainline analysts, the RAND Corporation, the Atomic Scientists Association, the Russians, the Chinese, all their analysts, the Pentagon analysts. There's a new congressional report on Pentagon war games that were classified, that the United States will decisively lose a war with Russia and China conventionally, and will lose a nuclear war as well. Hands down, we'll lose. Now, it'll be a Pyrrhic victory for China and Russia. There'll be a molten slag heap. So it's like they say in War Games, the great movie in the 80s. What a strange game. The only way to win is not to play. Exactly. I don't play Russian roulette. That's not a very fun game. I got enough problems in my life. I got plenty of adrenaline. I don't need to have a six-cylinder revolver and put one bullet in it and spin it and bet money and pull the trigger. I don't like that. I will risk my life for things that matter. My life, my family's life, it's all connected to you. If you don't have a great life, I'm not going to have a great life. Yeah, I'll roll the dice and play Russian roulette to fight the New World Order because I have to. But you look at these disconnected puppet elite, and then even their controllers are the minions of the globalist, are a reflection of the globalist. The globalists are a bunch of pedophile devil worshipers because there's multi-generational wealth, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 20 generations in the case of people like Prince Charles, King Charles. And just to a man, they're pedophiles, they're devil worshipers. It's what they're born into. They're just horrible, disgusting people. And they are disconnected from reality. They're under Satan's control. And they are maneuvering the planet towards total, absolute destruction. And that's where we're at. So it's very important for all the people that work for corporations and governments that say, well, if I speak up or I say no or I stick my head up above the parapet, I'm going to get fired or somebody's going to come after me. Listen to me in a cost-benefit analysis, even if you're a sociopath. Talk to the sociopaths out there or the sellouts, the mercenaries. 100% it's worse to go along with this craziness. The only way out is speaking up against it and fighting it. And for those of us like Trump and myself and Tucker Carlson that are willing to go all the way, that's because we understand this. And Elon Musk now, he knows, he said, we're going to collapse civilization and blow everything up if you keep cutting off resources. He says, we need fossil fuels. We need fertilizer. Sure, we should bridge to new technologies, but that's 50 years away until we can process out of this. You got to stop. He's looked at every number, and he said exactly what I've said, and I've interviewed him, and you know, and he agrees. They will destroy the earth. They will get everybody killed. And so I can cover all these factoids, interesting little news items, and they're officially swimming in feces at the Olympics, and you know, all it's I can play word salad Kamala clips, and I can show you crime videos and illegal aliens and you know, rampaging car chases every day. There's like 5 new videos. And that's all really interesting, and you know, it's entertaining and horrifying. But all that's the little fear porn. I'm not selling fear porn. I'm selling wake-up calls to turn this around. So the bureaucracy loves having lunatic puppets in there that can take the blame and just be a great distraction. But I've studied the people managing them, and they're just as bad. And so it's basically like this. We have a cultural runaway train going on right now. A societal runaway train. And not just the establishment in the banks and the corporations and the media and the government, but it's everywhere. You got about a bunch of go-along, get-along preachers and a bunch of go-along, get-along academics, and everybody just nods to the political correctness and thinks, well, we'll just keep our heads down. If you keep doing that, we're all dead. And I don't think anybody who looks at the evidence could disagree with that. I mean, I could see while they were running the gas out of the world and the country and things were still prosperous that people were like, you know what, I'm not very moral. I don't care. I'm not going to be engaged or informed. I'm not going to inform others. I'm just going to enjoy myself as a nihilist. Okay. Well, we're not in that season anymore. You can party in the summertime. Or if you live in the equatorial regions and it's not overpopulated, because some areas are, you got plenty of food just growing on trees, you can lay around all day. But when you live in the north and the winter comes and lasts 4 months and gets 50 below zero, you got to put food ahead. You got to get prepared. You've got to process furs and get clothing and stockpile firewood. And I use that analogy of ice age culture versus equatorial culture. And I would liken the globalist culture to kind of a laying around enjoying themselves while the rest of the world collapses. And I'm not geographically even saying that's the equator. I'm using the analogy of somebody that lives close to the Arctic Circle versus somebody historically that doesn't. Politically, the winter is here. And most people have not gotten ready for this. And so we're not sunshine patriots. We're winter soldiers. So the analogy continues on into that area. You know what a sunshine patriot is versus a winter soldier? Sunshine patriots are always happy to be on a bandwagon. They're always happy to act like they care and virtue signal. But the winter soldier fights when their shoes have fallen apart. You know, back in the old days, in the Revolutionary War, they had leather shoes. And in the freezing cold, marching hundreds of miles a month, their shoes would disintegrate. And they would have to tie clothing onto their feet. And when the earlier in the war, when George Washington's small group of troops went to Ticonderoga, these big giant British guns, the biggest guns in the Western Hemisphere, gigantic huge cannons, and they hauled them a massive distance. I forget how many miles. Guys, look up how far were the guns of Ticonderoga dragged through the snow by George Washington's troops, just a few hundred of them. And the last 10 miles or so, you can go to the exact story, there was blood, just a solid red blood in the snow in deep winter because their shoes, from the weight of dragging those cannons, like something like 70 miles, some ridiculous number. Look it up. How far the Revolutionary troops dragged the guns of Ticonderoga. When they got there, 300 miles. See, my memory was just saying 70. No, 300 miles, and none of them had shoes when they got there. They had bloody feet in snow. You ever walk through icy snow roads? You ever walked out when it's freezing just to get the newspaper and the dog gets out, so you run after it, and your feet is in the ice, and how bad that hurts? Imagine hundreds of miles, and by the time they got there, none of them had shoes, but they had the prize that they'd taken that fortress, and they'd killed the British troops, and they'd hauled those guns down off the mountain, and they were going to drag those sons of bitches. Those men had the hearts of huskies, until they died, and some did die, hauling those guns as a victory. Nobody had a whip popping them. Nobody had to tell them to do it. They were just told, go destroy the guns, if memory serves. I read the story. I read books about it, 20 years ago. But they said, no, we're not destroying these guns. We're hauling these guns back. Guys, pull up the guns at Ticonderoga. I think they melted them down and made smaller guns, but just comparative guns. I mean we're talking cannons like, I think, 40-something feet long, huge, giant iron cannons, drug. I should reread on that and actually do a report that's accurate because I'm going from vague memory. So that's what we're talking about. Now, that's who we come from. The guns of Ticonderoga. And that's your real heritage, folks. So those are winter soldiers. I'll be honest with you. I'm not as tough as those guys are. You think our, quote, best special ops troops today with no shoes could drag guns 300 miles through the snow? And again, something like the last 100 or so, they had almost none of them had shoes. By the end, none of them had shoes. And I don't want to spend the whole show on this. I'm going to move on to the stand down, the Secret Service, all confirmed, and how we've got to let that burn into us that we knew it day one, 20 days ago, and now it's all confirmed. I don't think I could pull a giant steel gun 5 miles through the jagged, icy road with no shoes. 300 miles, 100 or so with no shoes. Again, just let it sink in. Let it sink in how tough our ancestors were. They wanted to haul those guns 300 miles. They wanted to do something badass. They wanted to be tough. They wanted to be strong. They wanted to break the back of an empire never been defeated, and they did. And you look at Trump's strength and his stamina. Yeah, they shot 12 and 18-pound cannonballs. Old snow that weighed 5,000 pounds. And giant mortar guns. So that's the point. And I'm gonna move on now. We're going to go to break, and I'm going to come back again to the big news. But they tried to kill him. They're going to try to do it again. If they do it, all hell's going to break loose. The different scenarios go from horrible to absolutely insane and Armageddon level. And this is where we are. And so we need to continue to be pissed off and angry. They want us to forget what they tried to do. They want us just to go away. No, we need maximum pressure. We need to remove the new head of the Secret Service. And we need to impeach Merrick Garland, who you know gave the orders, and Alexander Mayorkas, Alejandro Mayorkas. These are evil criminals, folks. And they didn't just take a shot at Trump. They took a shot at you. And they're a bunch of scum. And this guy's a big Democrat. He's always worked for Democrats. He is a slime bag. He is an enemy of your family. He's an enemy of this country. He tried to kill our president. I'll guarantee you they were running that operation, had that guy wound up. I would imagine he probably gave the orders. Guaranteed. So that's where we are. Well, courage is contagious. Trump's courage is amazing. Our listeners' courage in the past and your support's been amazing. But now is the time to redouble your efforts. I know we've been fighting forever, and InfoWars has barely survived many, many times, and people kind of get this attitude, oh, well, it'll always be there. No, it won't. And Trump won't always be there. We have to take this country back culturally and take the world back culturally and spiritually, and we have to get hardcore about the situation. I'm going to get deep dive on the Secret Service, confirmed stand down, inside job, and what's going to happen next straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We have huge economic news and more coming up today. Please follow us on X at Real Alex Jones and check out InfoWars.com. This broadcast is listener supported. We try to bring you things that enrich your life so that you get a great response from it. And you want to get it again. And we have a great line of amazing high quality products at InfoWarsStore.com called the InfoWars MD line. And we just discovered 2 years ago that one of the main suppliers of the companies we were using, that are also big companies, of the raw materials for things like bodies, ultimate turmeric formula, was this company. And they said, hey, keep selling your products. That's great. But you get your product from us anyways. We can private label at our factory for you, put your label on our stuff, give people a discount. And that way, if you have supply chain issues, which we were having, we have got it for you. Well, that's what InfoWars MD is. The probiotic formula, the prebiotic formula, the good night sleep, the nerve renew, the joint relief max is an amazing natural pain reliever, the ashwagandha and black pepper, the ashwagandha gummies, prostate support, and of course, the turmeric 95, is 95% normal turmeric, 4% to 5, works great for your whole body's inflammation, for your heart, your lungs, your joints, your bones. I told you, I said, we have the strongest turmeric in the country. The last 5 years, we did. And it was these guys that made it. They decided to make their own, watching us demand even a higher concentration. And so Bonnie's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is sold out right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it is the same 95% turmeric, a little bit different formula of the other goodies they add to it. But it's all apples and oranges. It works great. Turmeric 95, InfoWars MD, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. We're selling out of the X2, the X3, and if we get shut down, that'll never be available again. But everything we have is in stock. And I'll have updates on the future of InfoWars soon. We've got a minimum of 2 months, maybe 4 or 5 months. And I've learned some major developments on that front that I'm not at liberty to talk about yet, but I will soon. Big breaking news. The deep state's out in the open wanting this place shut down. You already saw that in the last 7 weeks. But we've got new intel that's incredible. And then separately, this is not our T-shirt. Our T-shirt's great. And it's here. It's now shipping. But if you want to get the Hold the Line, Never Surrender shirt, it's holdtheline.com. They're one of the top Trump Patriot apparel producers in the country, and they have got on-demand printing. So when you order, it ships right out. They got factories in Arkansas. So if you want the new Hold the Line shirt, it says Never Surrender on the front. It's a color shirt. It's a beautiful shirt. And on the back, it says the answer to 1984 is 1776 in my signature. It is a limited edition shirt. Holdtheline.com. I cut a promo on it. Go ahead and roll it. Wear it proudly in public, and you'll probably get, it's what I've experienced, 95% love. You may have some leftists try to physically attack you as well, but it's an adventure to wear this shirt. I've been wearing it out in public, and it's been amazing. And you really see the grassroots support that President Trump has around the country, not just in red cities, red towns, and red states. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is a critical juncture for the Republic, and now is the time to wear our colors loud and proud. Go to holdtheline.com and use promo code Alex, and you get additional 10% off. By wearing this shirt in public, you raise your fist in defiance with President Trump and myself and many others to the globalist tyranny and say, we will never surrender to the New World Order. And the answer to your tyranny is 1776. We will never surrender. We will fight, fight, fight. Because the answer to 1984 is 1776. Fight. Fight.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
I'm going to do the deep dive now on the absolute treason. That's not just a word I'm saying. This happened by the deep state, ordering the stand down at every level of the Secret Service and then lying to Congress about it. And now all these high-level whistleblowers, from the head of the police there locally to high-level Secret Service, are saying, no, the acting director, Ronald Rowe, ordered the stand down himself, and he told Congress there wasn't a stand down and said he didn't know who gave the orders. So they got rid of the puppet lady, who I said looked and acted like a puppet, and they put the real guy in. And he's the number one suspect, not just standing down, but running the attack. He probably met with Mayorkas. They planned it out. They had their wind-up assassin ready, just like the FBI tried with Governor Whitmer, but failed. I'll say it. I believe there is a very good chance, and there's enough to criminally investigate him clearly and to get everybody involved and find out where he was, where he went. He should have his phone grabbed right now. There should be warrants getting out. But, of course, the Justice Department that's running all of this and Mayorkas is doing the giant child trafficking, they're the ones in charge of the law enforcement, so that's not going to happen. And so they got a free hand to try to do it again. In fact, I would bet my life he was in on the actual planning of the operation with the FBI and the CIA. You just look at him and everything he's done and is lying and deliberately ordering the stand down. Look at this guy. Just look at that sack of filth. And you look at his record. He works for every deep state top Democrat you can imagine. That man hates America. That man hates your family. That man tried to kill our president by bare minimum criminal negligence. And it's time to stop bowing down to this trash. And this trash all get together and think they're invincible, full of a bunch of hubris and chutzpah. They're going to get us all killed. What do you idiots think would happen if you'd have killed Trump, you morons? You've taken everybody's restraint as weakness. No, it's because those of us that actually work and live in the real world understand you're playing with fire, fool. We want to fix things peacefully, but you're hell-bent on not letting that happen, aren't you? So you tried to blow our president's head off, you sack of crap. Because you know you can't beat him, and you know he's going to win, despite all your fraud, all your illegal aliens publicly voting and bragging about it. You're just like Maduro, thinks he just, you know, gets to run everything and gets to ignore the people. All right, Waters did a great job on Fox doing a condensed report on this, and I'll take it to the next level after we play this report. Here it is.
The acting director of the Secret Service told Congress under oath that his agency didn't cut resources from Trump's detail.
If you're talking about Butler, Pennsylvania, all assets requested were approved. If you're talking about the media reporting of assets requested, there were times when assets were unavailable and not able to be filled, and those gaps were staffed with state and local law enforcement tactical assets.
That's a lie.
Hey, pause. Yeah, back it up 10 seconds. Yeah, and we have the whistleblowers, we have the documents, and we already know, and it's all coming out. They had plenty of Secret Service. He deliberately ordered even the normal bare minimum off, and the special team that sits up on the closest, highest building, that's where they is where Crook shot from, should have been there where they were nesting. This is incredible. And then he deliberately ordered that team, and we have the names of it all right here, not to be there. And there was Secret Service protesting. I want to be clear. The average Secret Service person is not bad. They're not the enemy. I'd say on average, they're probably just as patriotic as anybody or more. And they're the reason we have whistleblowers from them. But the leadership are political globalists that think they can just do all this through their wind-up toys like crooks, and we don't know. And the reports are coming out. Everywhere Trump goes, they're leaving all the doors open, all the gates open. They're not putting security anywhere. They're telling the police where to go and what to do, but then not giving the police even contact points and no team to talk to. So they're all like, what do we do? There's a guy with a gun on the roof. Well, the Secret Service won't answer. Well, the cops should have taken matters in their own hand and run up on the stage and said, Trump's got to get off the stage. And Trump said if he'd have been told, he wouldn't. Instead, for 90 minutes, this guy's waiting for Trump to come out. Soon as Trump comes out, he goes up on the roof and gets up there with a gun. Everybody's, he's got a gun. He's got a gun. He's got a gun. And you hear the Jeopardy music. Do 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 on and 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 on. They're playing with fire, folks. And everything the globalists touch is not working anymore, is it? They should know to give up. They're not. All right, back to Waters.
Talking about Butler, Pennsylvania, all assets requested were approved. If you're talking about the media reporting of assets requested, there were times when assets were unavailable and not able to be filled, and those gaps were staffed with state and local law enforcement tactical assets.
That's a lie, period. And lying to Congress is a felony. A Secret Service whistleblower is telling Senator Hawley that guy personally directed that Secret Service agents who do threat assessments at events be cut. The whistleblower says those agents should have been at Trump's Butler rally doing threat assessments, and they were cut by that Secret Service director, Ronald Rowe. Some of these Secret Service threat assessment agents had been warning about security problems for months leading up to the Butler rally, but were ignored. Why? If those agents were at the Butler rally, Crooks would have been in cuffs the second he was spotted with the rangefinder. Not only did Secret Service cut these special agents for Trump's Butler rally, the Secret Service hasn't even called the locals who were providing backup that day.
Secret Service has never talked to any of our people either before the rally that day or to this moment, has ever talked to us in regards to what our actions were that day. Secret Service has not talked to us at all about the incident.
You've not talked directly to the Secret Service, then Director Cheadle, Acting Director Ronald Rowe, they've not reached out to you, neither one of them.
None of them.
They're doing an investigation into an attempted assassination, and the Secret Service hasn't even called the locals. Not even out of curiosity. Like, what the hell happened, guys? That's evidence of a cover-up. Former presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy joins me now. Vivek, another lie. Lie after lie after lie. Why?
This has become muscle memory for the federal government, Jesse. This is a pattern that needs to end at some point in history.
Let now. Back it up 10 seconds. We got to find the Vivek interviews. We got to get him back on. He predicted with me probably 10 times that they are going to try to kill Trump. And now it's happened. But again, they don't want any record, and they're only there still trying to cover up the Butler site still and trying to keep senators off the site because they know they ordered a stand down. But the Secret Service agents themselves are not going public. And I'm told by high-level sources that it's over 100. So they've got a big problem, including people that were there that day. So the Secret Service and the FBI is trying to cover it up, just like with Governor Whitmer case, with the FBI trying to get her kidnapped, and it was all staged. It came out. It's coming out now. And by the way, when I say something like local police have to take matters in their own hands, when I was at January 6th and Trump had a stage behind the Capitol up by the Supreme Court and I get there and I see the setup, I said, don't go in. But my bullhorn only went out a couple hundred yards and I got thousands to not go in. But I did what I was supposed to. And if I'd have been there and I saw the dude on the roof with a gun, I wouldn't run away. I would run up to the stage and if they tried to, I'd scream gun, 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 gun. And Trump would have been taken off. They would have spun it. Oh, Alex Jones causes a fire in a theater. You know, well, I don't care. They wouldn't have been able to kill Trump. So if you're at a Trump rally, I don't care if you're selling hot dogs or T-shirts or you're an usher or you're an attendee or you're a police officer and you see some son of a bitch crawling around on the roof with a gun and he's not even in a police uniform, you start screaming gun, 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 which they did. But that was in the back of the crowd and over by the fence. I mean, again, folks, you've got people screaming man on a roof for minutes and minutes and minutes and minutes, man with a gun, and nothing's done. This is not beyond a stand down. This is an inside job. And I get enraged when I look at the picture of this sack of garbage, Ronald Rowe. And we played the clips, hell, live, and we played them on air. We got to find him. He's like, It was the questioning of Senator Cruz of him. He goes, okay, what does Biden get? 2X, 3X, 5X, 10X? You know, who ordered them to make it whatever X it was? Well, I don't know. I don't know. That's the big lie. He told Ted Cruz, I don't know, over and over again. We played it, when was it live? Tuesday? We aired it over and over again. I probably aired it three times. And I said, that's a damn lie. I bet he's the one in charge. I bet he ordered it. And you know what? It is. He was in charge. They're like, oh, the woman was just a puppet. She didn't know what to say. Send in the manager. He'll be able to steer these idiots, you know, off the trail. So we have caught them red-handed. Red-handed. And I said this on the 13th, the 14th, the 15th, the 16th, the 17th. I said, next they're going to say Iran's going to kill Trump. And then they're going to start a war with Iran, which you now see happening, and blow Trump up or something, or shoot his airplane down and say that it was the Iranians. And then they came out and said that. I mean, I'm inside their heads. But what else did I say over and over again? I said, Trump has to come out And he could pat the local secret, you know, the Secret Service that, you know, try to protect him and say, okay, they're good. That's fine. But he's got to say Mayorkas and Roe and Garland are guilty of this. It's obvious the people know it. He doesn't just go back to Butler to draw attention to this. He needs to do it now. Not through his surrogates, not through Don Jr., not through J.D. Vance, not through Alex Jones, not through Tucker Carlson. He has to do it himself. This is a no-brainer. The people know it's true. And Trump has to say, I'm really concerned they're going to try to kill me again. They clearly stood down. He can go over the evidence. He can talk about it, and he needs to talk about it every day. Because they're going to try again. But if he lets them know that if I get killed, like the Godfather says in that famous scene, guys, pull up Godfather commission meeting. Godfather 1 commission meeting. They're all around a big table, and one mob boss's son's been killed, and Don Corleone's son's been killed, and he says, I won't be the one to break the peace as long as I'm alive, but I'm a, you know, person that loves my family, and I have selfish reasons. I don't want any of my other family killed, and so I will not break the peace if you don't. And so they make a deal. But he says, but let me say this. If my other son, Michael, who's now coming back to the United States, he, you know, killed the police captain. This is all based on true stories. Let's change the names. When he comes back, if he should be struck by a bolt of lightning, or if a police officer should shoot him in the head, or if he should fall down some stairs, I added that, I'm going to blame everybody in this room. And Trump needs to explain that right now. Get out of the way. Let us save the country. You don't want a civil war. You're going to lose this fight. But if you kill me, everybody needs to know you did it. That's the no-brainer. And he needs to do it. He needs to do it right now. But they got to kill Trump. That's the key. And so, and we should have discussions about what is the maximum pressure we put on the hijacked, crazy Fed leadership, whose giant child trafficking and every other, and starting World War III, and they're just out of their minds. How do we get it through to them to stop it? But they're forcing everybody into just a position of really bad stuff. And I really don't want to go down this road. But they're taking us there. All right, finish the clip.
Joins me now, Vivek, another lie. Lie after lie after lie. Why?
This has become muscle memory for the federal government, Jesse. This is a pattern that needs to end at some point in our history. Let now be it. The government has gotten so in the habit of lying to the American people, they don't trust the people with the truth. Their basic attitude is, whatever it is, we can't handle it. And you know what? This country was founded on the idea that, you know what? We, the people, we can handle the truth. We require the truth. And at this moment, Jesse, on the eve of every one of the elections we've had for the last couple of cycles, you have government lies or government-related lies. Russia collusion hoax, Hunter Biden laptop with intelligence experts supporting it, Joe Biden's health, now even something as grave as this assassination attempt. Whatever the truth is, just tell us the truth. The people can handle it. And that's how we're going to rebuild trust in this country.
Because if you don't tell us the truth and keep lying and then keep getting caught lying and then lying about the lie you just told, it makes us think there's something else going on. If you just say we screwed up, we had a guy that fell asleep, we didn't show up to the briefing, we turned it down because we didn't have enough money. Okay, we could say you're an idiot and you should be fired. But if you don't say anything and just lie, then it makes us think something else is happening. Don't they see that?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right, Jesse. And this erodes public trust, and it's consistent. However,
back it up 10 seconds. Yeah, so just go ahead and say it. We're not in Kansas anymore. They stood down. It's an inside job. They're going to try to kill him again. So let's stop eating around the edges here and just cut to the chase. That's why they want me off the air before they did this, because they knew I'll just call it. I'm not going to sit here and eat around the edges. And I'm not trying to say, oh, I'm the biggest, baddest. Aren't I great? This, I want to beat these people, folks. They did it. They're going to try it again. We're just going to sit here and take it? They're covering up. They're not doing any interviews. They're not creating any record of what they did. There was no press conferences, no discussion, because they did it. And that means in those interviews and in what happened and tracking back what went on, you're going to find out this was an FBI, deep state, CIA operation, just like 63 and just like 81, to kill the president. Finish the clip.
If you don't say anything and just lie, then it makes us think something else is happening. Don't they see that?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right, Jesse. This erodes public trust, and it's consistent. However bad they're worried the public will see them as being, it's going to be far worse in terms of what the public actually expects. The public is now sick and tired of government leaders and a media industrial complex that covers up for it. Just tell us the truth. It's like the equivalent of what was a Colonel Jessup in A Few Good Men. He said, you can't handle the truth. That's effectively the way the government looks at its people today. And I think our last best chance, I'm biased on this, but last best chance of a president who actually is going to tell us that truth is going to be Donald Trump, an outsider who isn't afraid to tell it like it is. And if Donald Trump wins decisively this November, as I hope and still expect will be the case, it will be because he's a truth teller, not because it always lands well on your ears. But that's what somebody who tells the truth tells you. You know what? Sometimes if you care about yourself, you tell someone what they want to hear. If you care about the people, you tell them the truth.
And what's incredible about the footage of Crooks while Trump's speaking, crawling around on his hands and knees on the roof minutes before he fires shots at him, is if you don't think about a camera, I mean, that's how close he is. He looks small in the lens, but that's really close, folks. I mean, that is spitting distance. And everybody sees him. You know, the main crowd's looking at Trump, but everybody else is like, look, 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 look. And they sit there because there was no Secret Service team that directs what people are supposed to do. So the snipers start calling, as I said the first day I saw the video, can we get an authorization to shoot? And they weren't given it. So they waited until he shot to then kill him, because they've got things so compartmentalized, so controlled. I'm going to go over the document, show you some of the articles here in a moment, but here's that clip from The Godfather.
But I must have strict assurance from Corleone. As time goes by and his position becomes stronger, will he attempt any individual vendetta?
Look, we are all reasonable men here. We don't have to give assurances as if we were lawyers.
You talk about vengeance. Is vengeance going to bring your son back to you? Or my boy to me? I forgot the vengeance of my son. But I have selfish reasons. My younger son was forced to leave this country because of this Sinozzo business. All right, I have to make arrangements to bring him back here safely, clear of all these false charges. But I'm a superstitious man, and if some unlucky accident should befall him, if he should get shot in the head by a police officer, or if he should hang himself in his jail cell, or if he's struck by a bolt of lightning, then I'm going to blame some of the people in this room. And that I do not forgive. But that aside, let me say that I swear on the souls of my grandchildren that I will not be the one to break the peace we've made here today.
All right, Rob Dew quickly got it together, because I got here this morning and didn't think to get this, but they found the clips. This is director Ronald McDonald Rowe, the Democrat Party operative, look him up, piece of filth, with the senators, Howley and Cruz, saying, who pulled the protection? Well, we don't even know protection was pulled. Boom, felony number one. And I don't know. And now it's come out. He directed it all in sworn testimony, closed session, as witnesses. It's not just one Secret Service. It's a bunch of them. And then they blame the local cops and said, oh, they didn't respond. The local cops are, we weren't even given anybody to talk to, because the command team, the command and controls, the Secret Service, Overwatch was not there. They opened the door for the whole thing to happen. My God, this is so obvious. Here's the compilation. Well, you know what? We're going to break in 2.5 minutes, 3 minutes. So this is a 4.5 minute clip. I'm going to come back. I'll play it. Some stations don't carry this, but it'll all be archived at the next 5 minutes. It'll be archived at band.video and Real Alex Jones today. And we'll put this out. I'll introduce it. We'll put this whole piece out. But this is really important. So I might just wait till the 6 after and play it then, even though we got a bunch of economy news in the stock market and what's happening and all the rest of it, the biggest moves in a while. So we're going to be talking about that and a bunch of other news. Speaking of the economy, I know we're in a deep recession. I know the economy's fried. Our audience is as big as it ever was. Back to numbers in 2016, 30, 40 million a day. Barely can pay the bills. I'm not bitching. I'm just saying, aren't we important? You know, I know you got to make your choices where you're going to spend money. Can you just make the decision to go to InfoWarsStore.com and drjonesnaturals.com? Great supplements, great products, great t-shirts, the highest quality water filters at the lowest prices, great high-quality durable food, the lowest price you're going to find, top company in the U.S. All our sponsors are the very best. Kirk Elliott Precious Metals, KEPM.com/Alex, lowest prices on silver and gold, highest ratings. We need funds to continue. Plus, you need these products. DrJonesNaturals.com, 33% off on Shroom Force. Learn what that does for you, your whole body and your focus and your mind and everything. And they've got the Next Level Foundational Energy my dad does at DrJonesNaturals.com. It's about to sell out. It isn't a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown because it's the key breakdown compounds of energy in the cells. It's Next Level Foundational Energy. That's selling out discounted. High quality 30 parts per million colloidal silver. Cabachil, huge discount, even though we're going to sell out, 60% off. It isn't a depressant, but it makes you feel smooth without any grogginess. Cabachil, drjonesnaturals.com. Infowarsstore.com. X2, X3 is going to sell out. If we get shut down, never available again. DNA Force Plus selling out. Highest quality PQQ, CoQ10, your telomeres, your body, your immune system, your longevity. Infowarsstore.com. Nitric Boost, Bikovits, the scientist, she's not even part of that. She doesn't, we don't pay her to say it. She's like, I've looked at your formula. It's the best out there. And again, we don't sell it for the Viagra effect, folks, but that's what it does to your blood vessels and bodies. Wait till you take Nitric Boost and see what it does. Infowarsstore.com, drjonesnaturals.com. Write down the URL. Go there and support us, please. I humbly ask for your support. I'm firing the bat signal. I am in your hands. You are in my hands. We need the support, plus the great products. Take action now. drjonesnaturals.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. We'll be right back. Stay with us. There are a lot of amazing green drinks out there, and the amount of evidence is just massive of how good they are. Our whole bodies, but especially our guts, our immune systems, our vitality. It's so important, but not all of them are made equal. I couldn't operate in the last 10 years without my morning green drink. And I'm telling you, folks, when I started trying this product just about 6 months ago, it was game-changing. It was so much more powerful than any of the products I'd used before. Optimal Human is hands down the best concentrated green drink out there on the market. And we're so excited to be partnering with them to bring it to you discounted with 25% off when you follow this particular link. And it's so simple. You go to optimalhuman.com/Alex. And by just going to that link, no promo code has to be put in, nothing. You get 25% off right off the top by going there. Now, it would take me 20 minutes to tell you everything about this amazing product, but you need to go read about it for yourself. And this is what I call a total 360 win. It's the highest quality, it's a great price, and it supports the InfoWar. OptimalHuman.com/Alex, 25% off right off the top, and it funds the InfoWar and empowers your body, your stamina, your energy, your health. For yourself and your family, I hope you try Optimal Human now by going to OptimalHuman.com/Alex and supporting the InfoWar. So there's the InfoWars MD line that I don't talk about enough that is all the highest quality, whether it's turmeric or whether it's natural sleep aid or whether it's saw palmetto with other compounds that are great for your prostate, also great for women's breasts. It affects the same type of tissues that have those hormonal fluctuations. I'm not a doctor, but I read the literature. You need to go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the sections that have the whole line, over a dozen products, InfoWars MD.